Part A. Listen to several short conversations.
You know, some TV channels have been rerunning a lot of comedies from the 60s. What do you think of those old shows?
Not much, but then the new ones aren't so great either.
What does the man mean?
Question 2.
Janet, here's the book you loaned me, but I'm a bit embarrassed. I can't seem to find the jacket for it.
I would have never even noticed. You're one of the few people who actually returns books to me.
What can be inferred from the conversation?
Question 3.
Did you hear if the debate team is going on to the state competition, or did they get eliminated?
Actually, I haven't been following their progress this year.
What does the man imply?
Question 4.
I want to take comparative anatomy this year, but according to the requirements, I have to have taken the introductory biology course first.
Ask the professor if he can take them simultaneously. All he can do is say no.
What does the woman suggest the man do?
Question 5.
If I can get Brian to pay back the money I lent him last week, I could get that new tennis racket.
I hope you have better luck than I did.
What does the woman imply?
Question 6.
I hear you're quite proficient on the violin.
I'm pretty rusty after all these years.
What does the man mean?
Question 7.
I really want to see the play at the outdoor theater tonight. Will you come with me?
You know I hate battling all those mosquitoes. But if you have your heart set on it.
What can be inferred about the man?
Part B. Listen to two individual short talks to answer questions 8 to 15.
Welcome to Everglades National Park. The Everglades is a watery plain covered with sawgrass that's home to numerous species of plants and wildlife. At 1.5 million acres, it's too big to see it all today, but this tour will offer you a good sampling. Our tour bus will stop first at Taylor Slough. This is a good place to start because it's home to many of the plants and animals typically associated with the Everglades. You'll see many exotic birds and, of course, our world-famous alligators. Don't worry, there's a boardwalk that goes across the marsh so you can look down at the animals in the water from a safe distance. The boardwalk is high enough to give you a great view of the sawgrass prairie. From there, we'll head to some other marshy and even jungle-like areas that feature wonderful tropical plant life. For those of you who'd like a closer view of the sawgrass prairie, you might consider renting a canoe sometime during your visit here. However, don't do this unless you have a very good sense of direction and can negotiate your way through tall grass. We'd hate to have to come looking for you. You have the good fortune of being here in the winter, the best time of year to visit. During the spring and summer, the mosquitoes will just about eat you alive. Right now, they're not so bothersome, but you'll still want to use an insect repellent.
Now,
listen to a talk given by an astronaut.
Thank you. It's great to see so many of you interested in this series on survival in outer space. Please excuse the cameras. We're being videotaped for the local TV stations. Tonight, I'm going to talk about the most basic aspect of survival, the spacesuit. When most of you imagine an astronaut, that's probably the first thing that comes to mind, right? Well, without spacesuits, it would not be possible for us to survive in space. For example, outer space is a vacuum. There's no gravity or air pressure. Without protection, a body would explode. What's more, we'd cook in the sun or freeze in the shade, with temperatures ranging from a toasty 300 degrees above to a cool 300 degrees below zero Fahrenheit. The spacesuit that NASA has developed is truly a marvel. This photo enlargement here is a life-size image of an actual spacesuit worn by astronauts on the last space shuttle mission. This part is the torso. It's made of 7 extremely durable layers. This thick insulation protects against temperature extremes and radiation. Next is what they call a bladder of oxygen. That's an inflatable sac filled with oxygen to simulate atmospheric pressure. This bladder presses against the body with the same force as the Earth's atmosphere at sea level. The innermost layers provide liquid cooling and ventilation. Despite all the layers, the suit is flexible, allowing free movement so we can work. Another really sophisticated part of the spacesuit is the helmet. I brought one along to show you. Can I have a volunteer come and demonstrate?